Probably want to point that at you since you're, you know. All right, you're going now.
All right, cool. Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is, what is today? July 24th, 2024. Draft minutes are not ready at this time. I've also been, it's been requested that we move item number 8 to item number 1. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. Mr. Dan Gardner, 2600 12th Avenue North. This is in the 12th Avenue North District. This is for new construction and landscaping, last seen on March 27th. Mr. Gardner, are you here?
I'm here.
Tell us what you'd like to do.
Are we doing our part?
Yep.
Oh my God.
You're up.
I'm up. All right. Let's do it. Oh, that's the thing, dude.
So we're going to put a gas station on this corner.
That's a danger store.
Community gas. Community gas station.
Right across the street from the.
The first
your,
thing we yeah. see is the gas pumps, not the convenience store. So I think semantically it is a gas station.
I'll go with that.
All right, tell us what you'd like to do, whether the colors, construction.
Okay. The sign, do you have the renders?
We do.
There's renders. Yeah, there you go. So the siding, this is the color of paper. It's a hardboard siding with a special paint that looks like wood grain. And then the brick color, we're going to paint the bricks. This color right here looks turned up. Just an off-white.
Before we get into materials, could we review the site planning? I think that was our question the last time we were here, is that the site planning did not lend itself well to this important corner. Has anything changed in the site planning?
Not that I know of. There's been a lot of discussion, but I haven't heard anything.
And this has been approved by VDOT?
As far as I know. Well, people in Montgomery, whatever that group's called.
Aldot.
So has Birmingham Transportation Department approved this?
VDOT has approved the entrance off of 12th. Excuse me, Aldot has not yet approved the entrance off of 31st.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is the well from the top left, correct? Okay.
A lot of the discussion, as I recall, in our last meeting was about whether there was a way to reorient this so that the convenience store was what you encountered first in the gas station, which anybody can find a gas pump,
right.
Thing,
right.
Would be there, but not the leading corner use.
I think you're right. We were concerned about that.
Can we see what was presented the last time around?
I think the difference was it's turned 90 degrees. Maybe.
I don't think they did anything different.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're just looking at the site. I don't think they had a site plan or something's amiss.
There's been discussion about two entrances versus one entrance. And then somebody started talking about the dumpster and just, you know, a bunch of stuff.
So. In the corner. Can't tell them how to design it.
Well, I don't feel comfortable approving a site plan until we know if Aldot's even going to allow a curb cut, because that changes the nature of how the site is accessed and how things are used. And it may make a lot more sense to put to achieve one curb cut on 12, then you can move the proposed building to the corner and achieve all your gas pump movements further back where there's an existing curb cut already on 12 to the site.
second that motion.
I'll make a motion to table until the applicant comes back with a decision from ALDOT.
Second.
Discussion?
We can't tell them how to do it, so I think...
Well, we have two options. Oh, we have three. We
we're in discussion.
Approve it. Yeah,
yes.
We're in discussion. We can approve it, disapprove it, or table it. And so the motion is to table. And with a concern of concerning ALDOT's approval of the curb cut on 31.
And the orientation.
And the orientation of this very important.
So the failure to even investigate alternatives.
Is very telling.
Yes.
To the committee.
Right. You understand what we're saying?
I do.
Okay.
But the civil engineer and the other did not like what you all said. So, you know.
That does happen.
It does.
That happens on occasion.
Yes.
Who's your civil?
Brian Dresnow.
He's a one.
No, we don't need to see those. I mean, we're looking at the site plan right now,
I'm sure
and we're not happy with it.
The civil can be approved by inspection department, but we're looking at design intent and how best to use the site.
Yeah.
So right now, you could, with the city's approval, move the building to the corner and the gas pumps
inward
and achieve all of your ingress egress needs off 12.
The owner wants to have like a drive thing around the back and have a window.
You can still achieve all that.
You can still achieve all that.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I would say
there's a motion on the table.
There is. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
No.
Oh, no? Okay. No. One nay. Cheryl votes nay. Thank you, sir.
Can I get my sample
back? Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry.
All right. How about that building you got? Getting better.
Item number two, Mr. Mark Perlman, 403 Huffman Road in the Parkway East District, requesting approval for a master signage plan. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning.
You get the broke chair.
I do, okay.
Oh. Or broken, I should.
Actually, you get to sit up there.
Okay, but I should be married anywhere.
You sit anywhere you want to.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Tell us what you'd like to do.
I'm not Mark. By the way, I'm Mac. I'm the owner of the property. My firm buys distressed properties, tertiary markets. Birmingham resident. We're headquartered here. We bought this property a couple of years ago from international and out-of-state investors. Since I bought it, I've invested about $400,000 of my money back into the center. Not raised rents on any of the tenants. Improved the area significantly. This photo is aerial. It's pretty dated, but if you drove by it today, it's all the value. Through painting and repairing the facade, we had to take down one of ours and its sides. It was a Hispanic grocery store on the far left. He takes three suites, one of the only small grocers in that market. Walmart was his competitor. By taking it down, we had to put it back up. He wanted to put up a new sign up in the same size, the same scope, the same place. When he went to go and do that, the sign company said, no, we can't get a permit from the city that won't allow us to do that. Figured out we had to make a master signage plan to be able to allow our tenants to put back up the signs that were already there after my investment. We are almost 6 to 8 months into this process, and this poor small business still does not have a sign. So I'm seeking your approval so we can reinstate the sign at small businesses that occupy our center while I reconsider my investments in Birmingham due to how difficult this has been.
We understand. Do we have the plan in front of us? Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Staff, if y'all looked at this.
Yes, and if he's got funds.
It does, okay.
Is there a visual image of what 1, 2, and 3 are in elevation? Thank you.
What's the difference in sign type 2 and sign type 3?
2 is just the awning itself?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're not hoping or I would allow my tenants to paint on the awning. You know, I want consistency within our center, you know, backlit box, channel letter signs that not only comply but also look handsome. We don't want that. A tenant cannot put a sign or do things to the facade without our prior approval. So, you know, that I'm all for, but I can kind of say, hey, look, you can hear the rules. You know.
Can you define what customer information is?
Would be allowed to be put on it, etc.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want their phone number, you know, for example, what I would be happy with their, you know, either doing business together, doing business as, or their name of go.
So we don't have the dimensions called out on sign type 3.
We can call that a percentage of.
What is that?
There are some tenants who, like the Hispanic store, start off with, they take up 3 suites.
Oh, I see it. Okay, here it is. Yeah.
Difficult to.
My sister-in-law used to have a beauty shop.
So your current tenants meet these guidelines?
Yes. Our current tenants.
You won't have another tenant who has to take down an existing sign and put up a new sign?
No, ma'am. You know, we like Platinum Beauty, for example, there, we were able to paint around their sign. You know, we didn't have to take it down. This all came from. And if you see to the left of where it says smoke shop, there's a chiropractor, a boutique, and they also on the abuse on church. They all want to put signs up, and they have all been denied the sign company to be able to do so.
So all the ones that you've got marked NC are non-compliant with these guidelines?
I'm sorry, can you pursue your question?
All the ones that you have marked NC on this plan, they're non-compliant with these guidelines. Is that what NC means?
Nothing non-conforming.
Yeah, no. Yeah, they currently are not conforming. Yeah, like the subway.
Is the intent is to not touch them?
The intent is to have them conform upon lease renewal.
Okay.
Right. Like, you know, as you can imagine, the subway, who's not, is.
So you're grandfathering them in until they a new tenant or their lease.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
So
and how far out are the leases? 1 year, 2 years, or so?
Our leases range between 1 year to 10 years.
So you may have a tenant that may have a non-performing sign for the lease.
That could happen. The non-conforming signs right there are not 10-year leases.
In the past, what we've done is tell them to remove all of the non-conforming sign when you come in with a sign packet.
Right.
Because they could easily have phone numbers and everything else up. So you just can't arbitrarily pick what you want to take down. Correct.
We've always applied that standard to window vinyls.
Yeah.
I think we've never required wall mounted.
So there has building mounted sign. Yeah.
I think we have, as we've gone to this master sign plan piece, I think we've done, we've allowed people to grandfather in.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't see in or out.
I'm sorry.
You can't see in or out through that vinyl, correct?
You can't see out of the vinyl.
So you can.
Yeah, it's more like a two-way mirror, but it also rocks. This is a when we can consider a pretty unsafe part of town that not a lot of people want to invest their money into. And it's important that the tenants have security that blocks from people being able to drive their cars into the window to steal things, which is a problem with that part of town. That's what I hear from my tenants.
Now, it is a problem. Crime is a problem in this area. The people that just got killed last weekend was across the street from this development.
Yeah, I don't know many people who care as much as I do as an outside investor in my tenants and my investment.
So we're approving the master signage, correct?
Yes, sir.
With the understanding that some signs are going to be grandfathered in.
Correct.
Pursuant to their lease.
And all of this signage falls within the guidelines. What I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve with the understanding that the grandfather signs will come into compliance with change with lease renewals or change of tenant.
I'll second that.
Is that correct?
That is our goal. Yeah, definitely. Excuse me. Definitely with the change of tenant, that's very easy. As you can probably recognize, a small business, these signs cost between $5,000 to $40,000. You know, these channel letter signs, to that platinum view one's probably a $35,000 sign. That might have a real damaging impact on a small business.
Is it been moved and seconded? Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. I'm sorry, what?
Discussion.
Oh, yes, discussion.
I just want to ask about the vinyl. So the vinyl, Cheryl, is a part of...
Non-conforming.
Non-conforming.
Good question, Adam. Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Wait, I think I'm still...
Sorry.
...collected a little here. Because I understand your point. That if you've got a tenant who's got a 5-year lease and then they want to one up in that site,
yes, sir.
And we're saying you have to tell them to change their sign. Mm.
There's a way around that. You give it before their lease is up.
Well, I think the way around this is if they've got options to renew on their lease,
yes, sir.
That's a different situation than if they're at the end of their lease term and you're renegotiating with them.
Correct.
If they're at the end of their lease term, you need to tell them to get in conformance.
Yeah.
If they've got an option to renew, that's a different situation. Right. You're out leveraged in that situation.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm legally bound to the obligation set forth before the renewal. Whereas if we renegotiated a new lease,
correct.
I have a lot of
even if it's the same tenant.
Same tenant, same location, same square feet.
So that's got to be a point of, you got to inflect that at that point.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. And look, I'm for this too. I want my centers to not only add value to the area and the community, it's also on me and my shareholders how a small shopping center as this can have an outsized effect on the residents around.
No, that's not lost on this body. I think we really appreciate your investment in that community.
Absolutely.
And
That's part of the reason for the rigor of the discussion is
sure.
To ensure that we're all on the same page, and our part of our job is to help promote economic development.
Sure.
And we really believe that quality design is a signal to a community that you're worth it.
Absolutely. I live out there, so.
May I make a final comment that, you know, there's an island, for example, right outside of Huffman Road and Parkway, which to the right there.
Yes, we're familiar with that.
I'm disappointed that I can't even have my landscapers cut it. They won't do it. It grows up. It is dangerous. Thank goodness we have next to a fire station, so when someone gets killed, they'll be able to quickly. And I mean that in all sincerity. I wish we spent as much time as a community focusing on, you know, beautification of that. I would donate $20,000 to make that prettier if they could do it, but I can't even do that. You know, I can't even.
Heck, I'll go there and cut it for that.
Whose property is
it?
Is it
a state road or is it a
state? That's a state road.
Yeah,
that's the issue. I'm just going to
tell you. Well, no, one is Highway 11 and one is Highway 75.
There's also these really handsome concrete, you know, kind of pillars at one time or 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's probably going to get mad if you cut the grass. It's just dangerous getting over there.
It's dangerous to drive, you know, into our center.
We understand, yes, sir. Let's move this discussion along. Are we okay on discussion now?
Yeah.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your investment. Craig seconded. Item number 3, Mr. Zebby Carney of Eugene's Hot Chicken, 5501 Georgia Road in the Woodlawn District. Is Mr. Carney here?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Good. Well, good so far.
Good.
Don't change anything.
You ain't bringing chicken. I ain't bringing chicken.
Come on.
I apologize.
All right, what you want to do? Where is this?
So this morning, we're working on a project in Woodlawn. It's called the Woodlawn Cookhouse. It'll be a commissary kitchen in the Woodlawn District, and we're looking to just upgrade it, add 3 kitchens in there, and put 10 or 15 businesses in Woodlawn.
That's outstanding.
That's the building as it is, right now.
Now that is on the north side of First Avenue North. Where are you?
Cleaners right across the street from Woodlawn High School.
Okay. I'm with you.
It'll just be 3 small kitchens in there, and of course we're looking to do the front of the building.
Well, when you say kitchens, okay, are you going to have a place for people to sit and eat?
Stay right here.
No, so there won't be no sit down in there. So if you're a food truck, caterer, or baker, you're just trying to get started.
Commissary kitchen.
Okay.
It's just
okay,
a place that you can come and
prep kitchens.
Prep food.
I got you.
I think there's no new commissary kitchens in the city of Birmingham, probably in the last.
Yeah, it's needed.
So it was just a need, you know. We started as a food truck in a commissary kitchen, and I just saw it as a need for very small businesses.
So, is there another site-related plan? I guess so. You're coming for building improvements, but not landscaping or signage, or are you?
The landscaping.
All asphalt right now. Right?
I also had another.
We turned in a landscaping plan.
We did turn in a landscaping plan.
Okay, so we don't have it.
Not in here.
I've got one.
I didn't see a landscaping plan.
There was another version somewhere here. One more.
It is all concrete to asphalt, though, from sidewalk to the building.
But it's all beat up.
Just go back.
All right, there it is.
Now go back to that one. It's a little more telling than that one.
Ooh, there it is.
So it's just the building in the foreground, right?
Yes, sir.
Not the... Okay.
No, that's the leg. We just add a dumpster pad.
It's all asphalt except that little corner.
Okay, that's the church to the right, correct?
That's the
Cornerstone.
Cornerstone School, yeah. United Methodist, okay? And Woodlawn's over to the left.
Right. That used to be a
Latin
Okay, that was the Latin clean. Okay, now I know what it is.
The community parking is on the other side of the building.
Yeah, where you're seeing those trees. Those are on the municipal lot.
I think what's missing is when you come here as someone that's getting ready to cook, I mean, it doesn't tell us anything about parking. It doesn't tell us anything about the site.
Gotcha.
Because right now, all this is it looks like all it is a diagram. It doesn't say anything. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying that, you know, a couple of lines on the sheet can't make it work. I'm just saying I don't see it.
The complete development is ready.
When did you bring a copy of what you submitted to us?
We redid the project from the drawings, so these are not the, these are the drawings.
How long would it take you to get the landscape plan?
So I can email it to you.
Can you call it in? Well, can you call it in and sit and wait on it at the end of this meeting?
I don't know.
Can I call it in?
Can we pull it off our phones or something?
Yeah, that's we just need to see it because I'd hate for you to wait 2 more weeks.
Basically, there's a little spot on the lower right.
No, we're going to table it until the end of this meeting.
Okay.
And hopefully, we can have it before then. Okay. That's my motion.
This item is going before ZBA for a dumpster location.
Okay.
If y'all, and they have their package for the exterior improvements as well as the dumpster. Maybe that could be something you'll vote on today, and they can bring back the landscape plan with the.
And the
site.
And a site plan.
Yeah. Do we have a site plan? Is this a site plan?
Well, we don't.
Yeah, we don't. That's.
I mean, that's.
So we're really just looking at the architecture today.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So the sign there that says Woodlawn Cookhouse, are you asking for approval for that today?
Yes, ma'am. It's just a non-lit sign.
What material is it? So,
okay, so let's, we're trying to
figure out, I thought I saw Corn Canario Reynolds' name on the drawing or something.
Yeah, what happened was, you know, we got these plans approved before, but, you know, funding ran out and I had to resubmit the plans to the city, and I resubmitted the plans to the city with a new architect.
We scaled it back inside.
We just scaled it back inside.
Construction work.
Okay.
So the ones they submitted to you guys were our old plans, which we already got approved. But we did the exact same drawings over. But
they just eliminated a lot of stuff.
Well, maybe what we do is just, they're going to have to come back anyway.
Yeah.
So I think you got to have a civil site plan. You got to have all of your elevations with your materials and colors called out. And you got to have a landscape plan. That's like the basics. So if you can get that back to us.
And signage.
And signage.
And signage.
So it's got to be dimensioned out. You got to call the materials out.
What type?
Okay.
Sure.
And then we can see it in 2 weeks. And it looks.
I will say we can make conceptual approval of the building reuse and the dumpster location so the client can move forward with the ZBA hearing while he's preparing the remainder of the package for us.
I think that makes sense.
So you're going to ZBA over the dumpster location? Because it's in the front yard.
Yeah, I'll make the motion to approve the conceptual placement of the building and the new dumpster and its materials and elevation as presented in this concept with the package to come back to DRC for signage, landscaping, and overall ingress egress of the parking lot.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Well, I've got one question. Right. I know y'all looked at dumpster locations. Is this like the only location you could stick the dumpster?
Yes, sir.
It really is. I mean, there is. I know this site, and I will say to speak. The back, the building is
right
split by a retaining wall to the municipal parking lot.
So there's just no other.
And there's no other location.
Right there.
Yeah, so it's a 4-foot step at the back of the building that then is the municipal parking lot behind it.
Okay.
I've been in this building many times. I've seen it.
From one street to the next.
Yep.
Yeah.
And straight up to the building.
Yep.
All right.
It's a tough little site.
Any first.
Signage, landscaping.
And an overall parking civil drawing of how the site will operate. Ingress, egress.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
You second that, right?
Yes.
And that gives you permission to move forward to ZBA.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 7, Ms. Lanille Camacho Santa Ana, 1208 32nd Street North, in the Norwood District, replacing the asphalt shingle roof with a composite slate roof. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Lanelle. And he didn't bring any chicken, I didn't bring any whiskey.
Hold on, we got to get a report. The neighborhood's seen this. No, I'm asking staff.
Oh, and by the way, the local committee loved the fact that she took the time to find a metal roof resembling slate material of the original roof of the structure.
Cool.
She's been to a nice house.
Yeah, we've seen this house before.
Several times.
Several times. Yeah. All right, let's look at the, what's the roof going to look like? Do we have a rendering?
How much sample of what it looks
how much does that cost per foot, square foot? Do you know? Can you tell me?
Don't remember. Okay. I don't have a sample of the roof first, but it was kind of.
Well, yeah, it would be cheaper than slate.
Maybe a tad more expensive than metal roof.
What color are you choosing?
The gray with accents and brick red.
Okay.
That looks closer to what the roof looked like originally with the gray slate and.
So it's the gray one, not the graphite?
Yes.
Okay. And this profile, as per the neighborhood, matches what historically was there?
Originally, it was a slate.
That's the 1910 image of the house.
But the current roof is asphalt.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they took slate off years and years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I noticed, just what's the little gray box to the left of the house?
That's the business.
That's my store.
That's the whiskey.
Oh, whiskey.
Yeah, it's the.
The house break side, I'm sorry.
We can find Richard on Friday afternoon.
Right there.
I think I see
him. Or actually, any afternoon.
Any afternoon.
You can see my tiny son, who's just announced by Richard, too.
Now, is this going to be a resident?
No. I live down the street. No, my goal is to turn it into a community cafe spot.
Okay.
As an on-premise partner to my on-premise business there in the box, as you called it.
We approved that box, by the way, years ago.
I move that we approve in keeping with the neighborhood's recommendation.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have an extra that's not on the docket, Ben?
I would like to bring forward just a couple of images for Auburn University, their downtown building. They're requesting to install a small mailbox on the exterior of the building next to their front door. I don't think the images are in the screen yet, but I can pass around what they're looking to install and where. Be a small black mailbox, dimensions about 18 inches by 12 inches, about 3 inches off the building, lockbox. It'll be installed adjacent to the front door above and next to where the fire bib hose connection is for the building.
Do you have the
a location?
Yep. And Cheryl does not have to recuse herself for this.
So it'll be literally right there next to that front door. Let me see, just kind of dropped in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it fits within.
Yeah, and it'll be black to match.
Cover up the decorative tile.
No.
Okay.
It'll sit right on that column between the decorative tile and the edge.
And what are the size on that?
18, 4-inch depth, 12 inches tall.
18 wide.
Yeah, I think so.
Will it have any numbers, signs?
Nope.
Just,
okay. No, it'll just be for that, for the building itself, just an extra mailbox, since they have a security lock feature at the front door.
Got your motion.
I move we accept as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Anything else to come before the committee?
Yes.
Identify yourself for us, please, for the record.
Garden Architects, working on whichever one I'm working on. The one on the 12th Street convenience store.
Yes.
We got the owner and the civil engineer here for the...
I think we tabled it to allow you to get ALDOT and VDOT approval first.
And to...
You guys tell these guys...
Look at the site.
Yeah. Oh, they want to hear what the decision was.
Come on out here. Mike. Can you guys tell them or let them have a discussion? Because I don't want you to put the site plan back up. I'm going to Carol one. So you guys, we already did this.
Okay.
Do it again, just for you to hear it.
Let me interject here. The committee looked at this site, and we are aware of this site. It's a very prominent site, and while it is in an urban situation and not a suburban, we are suggesting that we would probably like the building to be closer to the corner and the pumps, the gas pumps, where the building is now.
You want to switch the place?
In other words, flip it. And that way you would still have room to drive around the back with the window if that's what the business needs. And it won't be looking like a suburban display.
We're trying to create an edge here, and a gas pump with cars flying in and out of it does create an urban edge. And we're not sure that you're going to be able to get that cut along 12th from that.
Along
31st.
Yeah, 31st.
But by moving by doing that site plan arrangement, putting the building to the corner, you actually get to utilize the existing curb cut on 12th and don't have to propose a new curb cut.
The concern with that is, I mean, I understand, I'm a civil engineer, but I understand what y'all are looking for, but...
And we would like to see that option.
How many convenience stores do you see with pumps in the rear?
How many do you see in an urban setting that do that? All of them. And that's what we're trying to eliminate.
Well, I just know my client spent a lot of money on the site, and we discussed access prior to him purchasing. And this layout was presented to the transportation department numerous times, and we had discussed that. So, he's got a large investment, and
you have approval for that curb cut from transportation?
We are working on that. We did have, I had a verbal from them. And because the owner was reluctant to purchase the property prior to that, but the problem was is that once the initial guy at the DOT that gave me that approval, once it worked its way up to the area office, they've issued some concerns. So we are getting a Daryl Scooper's running traffic study for us. We're in the process of getting that done to discuss potential right in, right out, maybe on that. It was already, we're already limiting the left turns out of the site. But we are in discussions about the turning movements of that driveway potentially.
And we need approvals. Approvals from ALDOT in writing, a letter that says the plan has been reviewed.
And the options, and I think both options have been looked at, where the building sits and where the gas pump sits, too. Right. I mean, if you're only presenting one option for approval, that doesn't take into account what we're asking you to look at, which is just another option. And that's just to draw something. And that's why I think that's why we tabled it today.
Yeah.
Was to give you a chance to draw and receive those
approvals. Looking at another option, I'm curious. Do what? What's the drawback of looking at the thing being flipped?
It's this is the owner. I mean, it's, you know, I'm simply an engineer. I'll draw whatever he wants me to draw, but it's, you know, it's, I guess it's based on what he feels.
I guess we have a lot more confidence in people than you do. I think someone who identifies a sign, and you will have one, right, that says there's gas there, they'll be able to find the gas. I mean, people I know have this model everywhere in suburbia. We have a few in our city, not many. But this corner, what you're not telling us in the drawings in the submittal, is a gateway corner to a huge new investment, which I'm sure is part of the reason you want to be here,
yes,
for an arena and all redevelopment at the Caraway site. The Norwood neighborhood, which is right here, is, we just had a client who's investing a huge amount of money in a building in that neighborhood that 5 years ago people would have laughed at her for doing that.
Right.
So the thing that we know contextually is that this corner is part of a place in our city where we are becoming more and more urban and less suburban, more and more pedestrian and less car oriented. And the notion of being able to have gas in the neighborhood, I love that. I have to search for gas living downtown. But the idea that people can find the gas pumps, they can find the gas pumps. Particularly if your ingress and egress is going to take them first to the gas pumps.
Do we have the renderings, or do we need to look at that at this point?
Oh, this is not, this is, we're just having a discussion.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we're not.
The client asked to go first on this morning. We took it up first, and it was tabled to another meeting, to give them a chance to look at options and to receive approval, all the approvals necessary.
I have a quick question. So if I flip the pumps on the back side, building in the front, let's say Alba Cruz riding right up on 31, you guys should be okay with that? Alba Cruz riding right up on 31?
We'd like to see it drawn and for your consultants to, with rigor, look at the issues that might come. Sometimes when you just change things, there's a new set of things you have to contend with. We're clear about that. But we'd like for you to study the potential of the building and its use by the people of the neighborhood. So we would probably be concerned if it's just two blank walls that are facing
31.
and all the sense of entry is still on the back, right? So I think just flipping it doesn't solve it.
It needs to be studied. I mean, Dan, you're an architect. That's what you do. So that's what you need to do.
Craig, I might get you to be my consultant.
Then he's got to recuse himself.
Then he had to recuse himself, but we still have a quorum.
Do you understand now? Isn't there a driveway, a drive-through window just being proposed? And so if he strips the building, then you have on 31, then you have drive-through activity.
Yeah. But we have that same issue.
Yeah, he's got to.
Once again, we can't tell them.
Yeah,
all we can do is ask to test the models.
Test the models.
Okay.
So that get you?
And
what
we asked. That's what we asked the first time we saw the case, over a month ago.
Mm-hmm. And nothing was changed.
Okay.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. We're adjourned. I don't know where you live in Roebuck or Hutchins.